بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيد أشعر وبعرف كل عزتي أختص هزمان شاحكي محمد أختص أبنور الله مرقده تتايت الإيذ سبق ديتي هي هردم أهل دل كي جاستا مجكو
جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو نظر آتا ہے اپنے دل کا جب زخم نہا مجھ کو تو اپنا درد خود کرتا ہے مجبور بیاں مجھ کو تو اپنا درد خود کرتا ہے مجبور بیاں مجھ کو بیان درد دل آقا نہیں ہے دوست تو لیکن سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستا مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو زبان عشق کی تاثیر اہل دل سے سنتا ہوں مگر مسحور کرتی ہے محبت بے زبان مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو قفس کی تیلیاں رنگی دھوکا دے نہیں سکتی کہ ہر دم مضطرب ہے یاد گلستا مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو میری صحرا نوردی اور میری چاک دامانی میری صحرا کرتی ہے میری آہو فغا مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو کہاں تک درد غم ہو دوست توڑا ہے محبت میں کہاں تک ضبط غم ہو دوست توڑا ہے محبت میں سنانے دو تم اپنی بزم میں میرا بیاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو ملا کرتی ہے نسبت اہل نسبت ہی سے اختر ملا کرتی ہے نسبت اہل نسبت نسبت ہی سے اختر زبان سے ان کی ملتا ہے بیان درفشا مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد. فرینڈز, جسٹ لکنگ ایٹ دا ورڈز اینڈ ٹرائنگ ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ دس بیان of a true ardent love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how he was immersed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the object of life. And a person like me who doesn't even know the meaning of the word love, how am I going to translate this? Knowing a little bit of Urdu here and there, a few words, we'll try and do a literal translation. Hazrat Ali Billah Rumi Azamana Tabriz Adora, Hazrat Shah Malana Muhammad Akim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, who from his youth, from his very young age, spent his entire life seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the company of the Ahlullah, then he's giving us here the sum total of life. That sabak deti hai hardam ehle dil ki daasta mujhko. That really, here also we learn, our Hazratullah teaches us that always read the kitabs and the sawaneh, the biographies of our pious elders. It will instill in us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will encourage us and teach us the way and show us how to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazratullah rahmatullah is saying that the Ahl al-Dil, the people who really have got hearts, we all have hearts, but their hearts were hearts which are really filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dil dena hoi, to dil usi ko do jisne tujhe dil diya hai. If a person wishes to give his heart over to somebody else, then why give it to some temporary beauty? Why enter into some illicit relationship? Why go into something that will take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Allah, that Rabb, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of all the worlds. He is the nurturer, sustainer. And really Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only wants goodness for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created paradise so that we can go into paradise. Allah wants goodness for us. And really He is our Rabb. Then these hearts that they had immersed in the love of that Rabb, in the love of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to give your heart, then give it to that Rabb who gave you the heart. Give it to that being who blessed you with this heart. Otherwise, what is the value of that heart? A gem, a pearl, is meant to be kept away in a safe. If a person takes it out and throws it into the mud, then what will we say? This man is stupid. What does this man know? What is the value? What does a donkey know? What is the value of saffron? To him it is grass. You give him grass and you give him saffron. The donkey, there's no difference. Like that is my case. Really, I don't know what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people, Hazratullah rahmatullah alayhi, his entire life, in this pursuit, that how can I find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So it's saying that bahut sabak deti hai mujhko. That the lives of our pious predecessors, it gives me many lessons. Just look at them, how they conducted themselves. We've got 24 hours in a day, they had 24 hours in a day. Our hour has got 60 minutes, their hour has got 60 minutes. Our minute has got 60 seconds, their minute has 60 seconds. How is it that they acquired so much? Mawlana Thani rahmatullah alayhi, writing over 1,000 kitabs, running the khanqah, running the madrasa, responding to correspondence. How did they manage it? So when you look at their lives, then it really gives us a lesson that what is the object of life. Hazratullah rahmatullah alayhi says, jahan dekar mila hai dil mein wo jaane jahan mujhko, bahut khoon e tamanna se mila sultan e jahan mujhko. Jahan dekar, by sacrificing this world, by sacrificing my desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them this dunya as a body of two parts. One the soul and one the body. This soul has got, we've got desires in it. And those are the desires that we have to come here to learn, that how will we curtail them. How we will really harness them and put them into finding the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by sacrificing all those desires, jahan dekar, that sacrificing the desires of this world, that I want this, I still need a house like that. We learned here the other day in one of the Damit Barakatun Majalis, that live in this world as if you're going to live forever. And live in the akhirat as if you're not going to live longer. We took it always the other way. Live in this world as if you're going to live forever. Yeah, the door is broken, the hinges, I've got to sort it. It will get sorted out. As if I've got enough time as far as the affairs of my dunya go. Let's say live as if you're going to live forever. And come to the matters of the akhirah, then live as if you've got no time. Then do it right now. I've got the opportunity to read 2 rakats of salah, let me do it. I've got the opportunity to read a quarter juz of Quran, one juz of Quran Sharif, let me do it. Here is a beggar on the road, I've got the opportunity to give him something, to give him a word of advice, let me do it. Don't delay. So live when it comes to the matters of your akhirat, then live as if you are going to die right now. When it comes to the matters of your dunya, then live as if you're going to live forever. So jahan dekar, by sacrificing all my whims and desires for this world, then I found the malik of the jahan, jahan. Then I found the rub of this world. Then I built a contact with that power who controls all the powers of the world. Giving up this world, sacrificing everything, then I found that power who controls all the powers of the world. بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو that بہت خون تمنا by sacrificing my desires, by doing this constantly and all the time with the guidance of the elders, then I found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to the heart. It wasn't just free of charge. There was a lot of effort that went into it. And we can look into the life of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, that from a young age, how he started in this path and where he had reached. And in a case, how to say, taking the ocean and filling it into a cup, he gave us the experiences of his entire life. And in couplets like this, which are bayans and encyclopedias of its own, he's teaching us how to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says, نظر آتا ہے اپنے دل کا جب زخم نہا مجھ کو تو اپنا درد خون اپنا درد خود کرتا ہے مجبور بیان مجھ کو. That when I look into my heart, that hidden pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by sacrificing every desire, that Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, that address yourself and tell yourself, that lomri mat bano. Don't become a jackal, don't become a fox, don't become timid. When the opportunity, when the occasion comes to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then sher babar bano. Become a lion and address your heart and say, that main tera khoon kar dunga, I will murder you. But I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I won't give in to your demand. I won't give in to my whims and fancies. I will follow the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this hidden love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has created, so to say, a wound in the heart, a sore in the heart. When I look at that wound, that hidden wound, that sore, then it gives me a lot of consolement. And then it just makes me helpless on speaking about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one couplet, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said, that I must become Majnu. And then I must go into the whole world and spread the message of your love. And then make the whole sare jahan ko tera Majnu bana de. I make the whole world your lovers. So that hidden wound, that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is coming to the heart, that renders me helpless. As much as I try to stay silent, it just makes me talk. As much as I don't want to speak, but it makes me talk about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many a time food was ready, this was ready, and Hazrat Allah Rahmatullah Ali was busy with talking about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was called towards meals and he said, but this is the work. And so he said that this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this hidden wound that is in the heart, that just makes me helpless. I have no option. It just makes my tongue, it just makes me speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person told him, that don't you have any other work? All the time just Allah speaking about this bayan, that majlis, going here, that program. So he said, if it was me, I would have really taken offense. He said, right, held him by the hand and said, brother, won't you say this on the day of Qiyamah in my favor? Won't you say this in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That he had no other work. Let it think that his love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah had put into my heart, through the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it just makes me helpless. بیان درد دل آسان نہیں ہے دوستو لیکن سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستان مجھ کو. That to really speak about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to speak about that wound in the heart which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put, so this is calling it by example, by way of parable, as a wound. That love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into the heart, that makes me speak about the love of Allah, and this is not easy. Who is Allah? لغت میں دم نہیں, زبان میں دم نہیں. How can we speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we really praise Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There are not enough words in the dictionary. There is not enough expressions. We can't really speak. أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. Allah, you are you. How can we praise you? And the little that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, a little bit of Quran Sharif that we understand here and there, one two ayahs, one two words, that is how we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, how can we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Dosto, aasan nahi, lekin, it's not easy. But oh my friend, when I look at the lives of our pious predecessors, when you look at Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi in a wheelchair, that how he went from country to country, how he went and established the majalis of zikr, how he went and he established that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between creator and creation, then when I look at their lives, then it just spurs me on. It just takes me and renders me helpless, that I cannot control myself. I just have to speak about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although it is not something that is easy. زبانِ عشق کی تاثیر اہل دل سے سنتا ہوں مگر مشہور کرتی ہے محبت بے زباں مجھ کو. زبانِ عشق کی تاثیر, that the effect of the tongue which speaks in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I hear it from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then when it's transferred, ye aag lagni nahi lagai jati hai, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this doesn't just come about. It goes from heart to heart, from bosom to bosom, from generation to generation. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with a little bit of it, then it makes me mashhoor. It puts me into a trance. It puts me into a different world. Now I cannot control myself. Now I just talk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I just want to tell this one. Now I just want to tell that one. Look at the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Hajj. Now that caravan is coming. Now I can go meet this tribe. Now I can go and speak to that chieftain. Now I can meet this person. Now I can walk to Taif. That was the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when I see the life of our pious predecessors, then this puts me into a trance, masroor, sort of makes me mad. It sort of puts me into a different world. I have no option but just to speak about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tafat ki teeliya rangeen, dhoka de nahi sakti. That the stage in which we are in, the beauty of it, all the glitter and the glamour and the price of the dollar and the price of oil and the control of the world and the governments and all these things, all these beauties, these temporary things which attract the person, dhoka de nahi sakti. It cannot deceive me. It will not, inshallah, it will not take me off the track. Ke har dam mustarib rakhti hai yaad-e gulista mujhko. Because the remembrance of the true abode, the remembrance of akhirat, it always keeps me restless. So when all these things come before me, it means absolutely nothing. Because of the real concern of akhirat always keeps me restless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me like that, make us all like that. Meri sehran wardi aur meri chaak damani. That's my just walking around, like it seems like aimlessly. Uzkurullah hatta yaqulu laka majnun. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that people say this man is mad. He's in his own world. Don't worry about him. Then when those people leave the dunya and you see what type of mort he was. What type of this? The person that we are saying we have met is majnun. He's in a world of his own. And when he leaves and then you say, Ya Allah, I wish I can also have a mort like that. I wish I can also have that. So is it this, by walking around aimlessly, it outwardly seems so. Chaak damani, my collar button, so the shirt is open, kurta buttons are not buttoned up. It seems as if I'm in a different world. Don't let it deceive you. Bahut majboor karti hai meri aah o fagha mujhko. That this ah and fagha, this cry and this worry which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instilled in the heart, that how we can link the creation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bahut majboor karti. It makes me very, very helpless. It makes me restless. I cannot sleep. I want to talk to everybody all the time. I want to go from this place to that place, meet this person, meet that group, Tell them about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah bless us with it, really. کہاں تک ضبط ہم ہو دوستو راہ محبت میں. Until when will you be able to control this ضبط غم? When will you be able to control? Until when can we control this love which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this worry, this concern that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into the heart? Till when will we can control? One day, 2 days, 1 hour, 2 hours? After this, will make me speak again. My tongue is going to move again. Oh, brothers, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the purpose of life. It's going to make me speak. Till how can we control it? سنانے دو تم اپنی بزم میرا بیا مجھ کو. Oh my friend, in your gathering, let me say one or two words which I also, where you're speaking about your sports, tumhare bazm, your group, where you're speaking about business, where you're speaking about this, where you're speaking about that, and everything which you feel is of importance, then in those gathering, let me also just say a few words. Let me tell you what is the purpose of life. Let me tell you what is the object why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us here. ملا کرتی ہے نسبت اہل نسبت سے ہی اے اختر. That this nisbat and this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world, that we build this bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this you can only get from the ahl nisbat, from those who have already got it. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed it on to sahaba, they on to the next generation, tabi'in, 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 salih-salihin, buzurgan-e-deen, ulama-e-ummat, from generation to generation to generation it came, and this is the only way and the only formula in which you can achieve this. Hazrat Wala rahmatullah is taking his own name, that after or after you can only get it from the Ahle Nisbat. That is really taking his own name, but lesson for us all, that this is where we are going to get it. This is where we are going to find it. This is where we are going to build that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zabaan se unki milta hai, bayane dur fisha mujhko. That when the Ahlullah speak, those who are immersed in love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aqal, what Hazrat rahmatullah said, that the intellect is rendered helpless when it listens to that tongue that speaks to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you go into these majalis and you go into the company of the Ahlullah, then when their tongues speak, then there you will find durfisha, you will find those gems and those emeralds which are priceless. And what are the gems and emeralds of this world? If it had even the value of a wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah would have not even given a sip of water to a non-Muslim to drink. But it's got absolutely no value. But those pearls and gems, imagine the banks of the Hawz-e Kawthar. Imagine the goblets of the Hawz-e Kawthar. Those cups and all those things. These are priceless gems. When they speak, then that is what they speak about. They speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They speak about qadar. They speak about akhirat. They speak about success in the akhirat. Then this is where we will find it all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless it to be first of all, thereafter to everybody else.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu nasalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Chapter number 22 from the kitab Hayatul Muslimin of Aziz Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi. Abstaining from sin. It is of vital importance for the believer to abstain from all sin. This is essential for developing his iman. Sin darkens iman and creates weakness in it. On the assumption that there will be no punishment for sin, then too it is necessary for the believer to abstain from sin. For sin is disobedience which is the cause of Allah's displeasure. No man wishes to displease even a worldly benefactor. The favor of Allah Ta'ala on man are innumerable. Allah Ta'ala is man's greatest and true benefactor. How can the believer then displease him? Besides this consideration, there is also the danger of punishment for the commission of sin. Such punishment may be both in this world as well as in the year after. One form of worldly punishment is that a man given to sin, engrosses himself fully, body and heart, in the world, to such a degree that he becomes fearful of the year after and hates it. He loses firmness of heart and iman. The believer should therefore not venture near to sin, no matter what type of sin it may be, whether the sin pertains to hukukullah, the rights of Allah Ta'ala, or hukukul ibad, the rights of fellow human beings. Various types of punishment for different sins have been narrated in the hadith. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a believer sins, a black spot forms on his heart. If he makes tawbah and istighfar, the black mark is removed and his heart is purified. If he increases in sin, the black mark increases. This is the corrosion of the heart spoken of by Allah Ta'ala in the Quran-i-Kareem. Hazrat Muazz radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, guard yourself against sin, because the wrath of Allah ta'ala descends in the wake of sin. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not show you your sickness and your remedy? Your sickness is sinning, and your remedy is to seek forgiveness, istighfar. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the heart too become corroded by means of sin. Its polish is istighfar. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man is deprived of his sustenance because of the sins which he perpetrates. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that once 10 of them were in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, I seek the protection of Allah ta'ala from 5 things which may overtake you. When immorality becomes rampant in a people, they will be overtaken by epidemics and such diseases which never existed before. When people are involved in giving short weight and measure, cheating in their business dealings, they will be overtaken by famine, hardship and oppression of the authorities. When people stop paying zakat, rain is withheld from them. If it were not for the animals in their midst, never would have been rain fallen for them. When people violate pledges and promises, Allah Ta'ala will overwhelm them with the enemies from other nations. Thus the enemy will take by force their wealth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all kinds of sins.